Hey, good morning and welcome everyone to the Cambridge Ice Santee Tournament for the 14 and under Piers girls, as they're off to a really good start. Matter of fact, starting early here as they take on Becker, and already a big top of the first for Piers. Piers in pool play here against Becker. Looks like the Becker catcher got a foul tip. Nice complex here. First visit to the Sandquist Family Center. It's called out, kind of out in the country. Clover leaf pattern. Fields will move across the facilities to field three for a noon game. Becker catcher over there in the dugout. This is a 14 and under tournament. It's three groups here, 12, 14, and 16-year-olds. So there are a lot of teams participating. Three games of pool play, then a bracket will take place depending on your results in your pool play later on today. The schedule here, this is called the Maddie Nelson Memorial Tournament. I think they might be changing catchers. That's what the situation is. They're new girls putting on the gear. So Piers will play again at noon against Brooklyn Park. And then Cambridge Ice Santee Germain will be the opponent at 2:55 this afternoon. There she comes. New catcher for Becker. She tells me that we've got a new pitcher as well. So, umpire says batter up. Piers right now with Liz Kellish at the plate. And the right-hander stands right up in the box, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Throw back to the pitcher, gets away, and that'll score a run. Taking advantage. Victoria Wagner coming in from third base. So I believe they don't have a scoreboard here, so I believe it's 5-0. There's one over the head of Liz Kellish. Pioneers have not been in the field yet. Swing and a miss, got by the catcher, and Liz will go to first without a throw. She's safe. And now she's just going to keep running and slide into second. Hallie Zupan now with Kellish at second. And Hallie watches the pitch high. There are eight teams in this 14 and under pool. Two pools of four. The Piers pool includes Becker, Brooklyn Park, and Cambridge Germain. They're called the Purple Pool. There's a drive to left, and that's smoke to the wall. Zupan around first. Still running to third, just now getting picked up on the warning track. She's going to come around to score on a home run. Hallie Zupan with a round tripper. Oh, she blasted that one to the left field corner. A sprint around the bases puts two more on the board for Piers. Early top of the first. Erica Dickman now. Swings and misses. Beautiful day. And a pretty good start for Piers here. They'll play three and then get into the bracket style. There's another swing and a miss, 0-2. The other pool is called the Teal Pool, and that's Sartell, Chisago, Soderville, and Cambridge Isanti Johnson. So two Cambridge teams in the 14 and under tournament. Grounded foul to third. Still 0-2. To Erica Dickman. Just had a Hallie Zupan home run here for Pierce. And there's a swing and a miss. Or did she foul tip it? She foul tipped that. Emma Neal is the Becker pitcher as I look at their roster. And that one is low. Faith Potter, the catcher. Big top of the first here for Pierce as Neal's deliveries pop foul towards third and gets out of play. Pierce in the third base dugout, Becker on the first base side. And there's a hard hit ball into left field. Clean single for Dickman. So a couple of swings and misses and then a solid single. And now Abby Scara will bat. A one on, a bunch in. Shows bunt, takes back. There goes the runner and safe at second. One strike to Square the batter. And that one is low. One ball, one strike. Half swing, and she did not go. Ball two. Abby Square at the plate. And the pitch. Foul back. Good cut. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the Neal pitch to Squira, and that one is inside. Be full count now. Squira swings, and it got by the catcher. And she'll go to first and be safe. And she'll just keep motoring around, and that throw will go to second, and that will bring home another Pioneer run. So Square reaches, ends up at second. And now Brenna Dickman will bat after a visit to the pitcher's ring.
Summer is here and so are big savings. Celebrate by upgrading your appliances with Design Electronics Radio Shack during our Memorial Day sales event. Hi, this is Sarah. You'll find big savings on GE appliances now through June 14th. Save up to 20% on select GE appliances or save up to $1,200 on select appliance packages via online or mail-in rebate. Don't forget to shop the Memorial Day sales event at Design Electronics Radio Shack now through June 14th for huge savings on GE appliances.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Back to action here in Cambridge. There's a ball hit to right center that falls in for Brenna Dickman, and she will go into second and scoring Another Pioneer run. As changing places with Abby Squira. Double to right, adds a run. And this is Kelsey Cummings. Inside, gets away. There goes Dickman to third. RBI opportunity out here for Kelsey Cummings. Grounded up the middle. That's going to get its way into center. Another RBI here for Cummings. Pioneers are really swinging the bats well. Cummings with a line drive single up back up the middle. And now Emily Harold to bat. First base. And the pitch from Neal. Gets away, and Cummings will try for three. There'll be, she stopped halfway and heads back to second. Good hustle by the catcher. Faith Potter with a good throw from the catcher spot. Harold drives it in nicely and played at third and safe at first, so Harold beats out an infield single. Sharply hit ball to third. Good play over there at third, but just not in time. And on the play, Cummings to third. So runners at the corners now for Emily Sedlowski. Emily takes the ball. Batting for the second time here. Shows bunt. There goes Emily Harold racing into second without a throw. Two RBIs out there now for Emily Sedlowski. Pitch is high. Kelsey Cummings at third. Emily Harold at second. And Sedlowski takes inside. 3 balls to count. Next pitch. Hitter. Emily will go to first to fill the bases up. And this is Emily Ann Daler. Right-handed hitter. Bases full. And Daler clubs one deep and foul. That one went a long ways. Got it up in the jet stream. Bases full for Pierce. Big top of the first here. They have not taken the field yet. There's one low. I'll be honest. I know some of these girls. I don't know all of them, so I do have the roster here, so get their names one time through, and I should have it here. There's a swing and a miss, and it's a 1-2 count to Emily Daler here. As the bases are full, and that pitch is a strike three called. That's an out registered for Becker pitcher Emma Neal with two outs now. And that brings up Victoria Wagner. She grounds it to the pitcher, and she's going to come home for a force to end the inning. Bunch of runs put up by Pierce. We'll get the final total when we come back. It's the Pioneers headed to the field here in Cambridge for the first time, and we'll do that when we come back here on You Are There Sports.
Summer is here, and so are big savings. Celebrate by upgrading your appliances with Design Electronics Radio Shack during our Memorial Day sales event. Hi, this is Sarah. You'll find big savings on GE appliances now through June 14th. Save up to 20% on select GE appliances or save up to $1,200 on select appliance packages via online or mail-in rebate. Don't forget to shop the Memorial Day sales event at Design Electronics Radio Shack now through June 14th for huge savings on GE appliances.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Hey everybody, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. It's time to celebrate June Dairy Month at all four of our locations. So stop in for great prices on butter, cheese, ice cream, pizzas, and much more. In Piers, we have great prices on our steel string trimmers and handheld blowers too. For more information, call us at any four of our locations or check us out on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank all of the farmers and families for all they do. Have a great day.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. Is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
All right, Becker comes to bat against Emily Sedlowski here, and the first batter will be Kyla Hinkemeyer, as first pitch is low. Pierce scores 10 in the top of the first. Next pitch, swinging a foul.
Good job, Em.
Kyla Hinkemeyer. No N in there. So a 10-0 lead in Sedlowski. There's a roller out, and Emily will field and flip the ball over, and there's an out. As Erica Dickman recording the putout at first base, it's a 1-3 comebacker to start the inning. One out for Becker. And now this is Taylor Storling. And the first pitch strike delivered by Emily Sedlowski. Here's the next pitch. Line drive out to first. It'll squib out there. Now it's a foot race, and she decided at the last moment to flip the ball over to Liz Kellish, who was there. And that'll be a 3-4 ground out with Erica Dickman fielding the ball and getting it to Kellish for out number two. Two quick outs. And now it's Michaela Bakken. Strike called. Good fastball there from Emily. Appears defensively, Emma Melby catching. Outside, Erica Dickman at first base. At second is Liz Kellish. The shortstop is Emily Harold. And at third, Emily Ann Daler. Tori Wagner in left. Ground ball back to Emily Sedlowski over to first. Three up, three down. And just like that, Pioneer defense off the field, and the offense goes back to work.
Hey, everybody. Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. It's time to celebrate June Dairy Month at all four of our locations. So stop in for great prices on butter, cheese, ice cream, pizzas, and much more. In Piers, we have great prices on our steel string trimmers and handheld blowers, too. For more information, call us at any four of our locations or check us out on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank all of the farmers and families for all they do. Have a great day.
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Hi, I am Braden LeBlanc.
And I'm Hunter Jacobson.
We are fourth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce. Think you can't afford a quality Catholic education for your children? At Holy Trinity, no one pays 100% of the cost of education. We know that family finances come in all ranges. That is why there is a variable tuition. Not only is Holy Trinity affordable, we provide a welcoming learning environment with small class sizes for academic excellence.
Holy Trinity is looking forward to providing many years of affordable Catholic education. Register today to join the 178 students already enrolled. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
All right, the catcher Emma Melby leading off here in the second inning. Pierce leading 10-0. Over Becker in the first game of three in the pool round. There's a fly ball behind third. That is going to drop for a hit. Fair ball just inside the line. Didn't quite make it to the outfield grass, but. And now Melby will take advantage of an errant throw back to the pitcher and slide in safely to second. So Emma Melby with a leadoff hit. Tori Wagner will go in and run for her. She was the last batter of the last inning, so that's how that works. And now it is Liz Kellish, the second baseman, and swings and misses. And Wagner advances to third as the ball got by the catcher. Neal pitching out there for Becker. There's a swing and a miss. 0-2 to Liz Kellish.
You got this, Liz. You got it.
10 girls here today for Pierce. Swing and a miss. And there's a strikeout for the first out of the inning here. Liz Kellish retired on strikes. And the next batter. Stepping up to the plate is Hallie Zupan. Low ball one, and Wagner will sprint over to third. Hallie with a two-run homer in that 10-run first. Ooh, she tried to go for a second one. Missed it. Two strikes to Hallie Zupan. Here's the windup by Neal. There's one blasted to left, well down the line, and foul. Couldn't have been by much as it went deep down the corner. She gave that one a ride. Comes back with a smile on her face. Wagner at third, running for Emma Melby, who singled, moved up to second. And that one is going to be high. Hallie Zupan. Trying to add to a lead that's 10-0 here. Got down underneath that one, carrying it out to left, and that'll be caught for the out. But tagging up and scoring is Wagner. RBI sack fly for Hallie Zupan. Two outs, and the bases are now empty. And this is first baseman Erica Dickman. And first pitch is inside for a ball. So it's 11-0 now. There is a run rule that'll go into effect if it gets to that point. 12 runs after four innings, 10 after five, eight after six. Rolled foul to the on-deck circle. Ball and a strike to Erica Dickman. 11-0.
You got this, Erica.
Single, error and a sack fly here in the inning. Little pop up and it drops into center field. Dickman muscles it out past shortstop. And she's aboard. Erica Dickman with a base hit. And the batter now is Abby Squira. Has to move out of the way, and that'll get by the catcher and move up to second, Dickman. So another run out there for the Pioneers. Neil ready, and her pitch here to Skira is high, 2-1. Top of the order on deck. Low, 3-1. There are two away, a strikeout and a flyout. That one is ball four and gets away, and Dickman will go to third. Squira will go all the way to second and not have a throw. So it's second and third. And now Brenna Dickman will bat. Two out there for Brenna. She knocks one to short. Clean play there. Throw to first and got by the first baseman. That'll get two home. Dickman will go second, take a look, and keep running to third and be safe. It's a two-run score. And that brings up Kelsey Cummings. Top of the order. Means Emily Harold's on deck. That one low. So Pioneers have added three here to go up 13-0. Kelsey Cummings at the plate, takes inside. Batting at the top of the order, Kelsey Cummings, Emily Harold, and then Emily Sidlovsky would bat next. That's ball four. First and third. Here's Emily Harold. Shortstop for the 14 and under Pioneers. Shows bunt, and Cummings will steal second. Hit will likely score two now for the Pioneers. Two down though. Ooh, good swing. Just missed it. 1-1 to Emily Harold. Throw gets away, and here comes another run to the plate. Brenna Dickman comes home. Ground ball, right side, second base to first, inning over. But Piers adds to their lead with four more, and after 1.5 here in the opening round of pool play in Cambridge this morning against Becker, it's Piers up 14-0.
Hello, Piers fans. This is Bethel Algren. As spring sports seasons are coming to an end, we would like to take the time to recognize and congratulate all the athletes and coaches on their achievements during the season. Piers is very proud and blessed to have these teams that provide such great entertainment all year long. Thank you to all our sponsors and donations from the various organizations. Your help is greatly appreciated. Congratulations to the girls' track for making it to the state true team meet for the third year in a row. Good luck to all the teams participating in the playoffs this spring. Go Pioneers!
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Bottom of the second here, it's 14-0 Piers in front of Becker. Opening game of this three-game pool play. That one sails a little bit from Emily Sedlovsky, the pitcher, who worked a 1-2-3 bottom of the first. And first batter she's seeing here is Levi Roski. Inside. Melby the catcher as Sedlovsky throws a fastball by her. Good pitch. 10 run first, 4 run second so far. That one just outside. Oh, got the strike, I guess. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Levi Roski. And she swings and misses. Strikeout. It's the first strikeout recorded for Emily Sedlovsky here this morning. And that'll bring up Grace Schendel. Grounded foul pass first. Pretty good cut. So 4 up, 4 down so far for Emily. Off the fifth and over the first base dugout occupied by Becker, and it's 0-2. Piers will play again at noon. 1 field over. Ooh, that was a good changeup. Got off Melby's glove. She'll hurry but won't have a play. So it's a strikeout, but Becker gets their first runner. And now the batter is a righty. This is Kylie Bones. One on, one out for Becker. Good fastball. Called a strike on the outside corner. Playing her the opposite way as defensively in center field is Kelsey Cummings. There's strike three called. Second strikeout of the inning for Emily Sedlovsky and 2 outs, runner at first. And Becker will try and keep this inning alive with catcher Faith Potter. Swings and misses at us. Emily pitch. Runner at first reached by way of strikeout. Ashlyn Kuklick on deck. Foul back. 2 strikes. Emily Sedlovsky ready. And the pitch in the dirt. That'll advance Grace Schendel to second base. Skipped away from Emma Melby. Here goes a runner to third, and no throw there. That one escaping Emma as well. So Becker now with a runner at third base. Couple of wild pitches. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The count to Faith Potter. Now ball 4 is high. So it's first and third now. First scoring chance here for Becker this morning. And it brings up Ashlyn Kuklak. She swings and misses, and Potter will steal second. So now the out to get is at first or at the plate as a swinging strike 2 is put in the books. Here we go. two strikes here to Ashlyn Kuklock. And she's out on strikes, chased one high. Emily strikes out the side, and Becker strands two. And after two complete in game one of pool play here in the teal division. No, we're the purple. I'm sorry. Purple pool. It's Pierce 14. Becker zero.
Get ready for the fifth annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Genoa Ballfields. Get your tickets now. Featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. Limited number of VIP tickets available. The fifth annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th. Sponsored by Brandle Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Hilmerson RV, 98.1 Minnesota's New Country, Smoothie Sunflower Oil, and Your Country, Q92 WYRQ.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Pitcher Emily Sedlovsky to lead off the third inning here in a 14-0 lead over Becker in game one of pool play. And the first pitch inside for ball one. Emily, then Emily Ann Daler and Tori Wagner do up. 10 in the first, 4 in the second for this Pioneer offense. That one is high and outside. 2-0 to Emily Sedlovsky. Emily will watch that one miss off the corner. 3-0. All kinds of activity here. Teams warming up, getting ready to go for the next games. Three age groups, 12, 14, and 16 under. There's a strike called. 3-1 to Emily Sedlovsky, leading off in the third. Foul back. Emily with a healthy cut there, just off the end of the bat. 3-2 now. Here's the visitors here. Payoff pitch. Sedlovsky sharply into left field. Between short and third, Emily finds the opening, and it's a leadoff hit. Brings up Emily and Daler. One on, nobody out here for Pierce as they look to keep their good day morning going here. Daler ropes it, same spot. And Sedlovsky will take advantage of a little bobble out in left and go to third. And Daler will take advantage as well and end up at second. And now Tori Wagner. Left fielder. And she line drives a hit to center. Two Emily's score. Sedlovsky and Daler come in. on a Wagner two-run single right up the middle. Now the catcher, Emma Melby. That ball is a little high, 1-0. Liz Kellish is on deck. Popped up towards third. That ball is not played there, so it's a strike. 1-1. Emma Melby batting sixth and catching here. Singled last time up. Line drive up the middle, and second baseman was over to the shortstop side and just deflected off her glove. That'll be an infield hit for Emma. Good range there by the second baseman, but just off her glove. She was two steps to the left of second. So Tori Wagner to second, Melby aboard. Liz Kellish, the batter, will get a runner. And it'll be Emily Harold running for Kellish. Excuse me, for Melby. Still nobody out, two in, two on. Liz Kellish awaits. Swings and misses. Runner will go to third and safe. So one strike to Kellish with now two runners in scoring position. Roll to the third base side of the pitcher. She's got it, throws to first, but a run scores on the play. As that's an RBI. Tori Wagner scores on the RBI ground up by Liz Kellish. Runner at third now, and here's Hallie Zupan. She's driven in three so far, and she hits one to short in the air. It's caught. Just got deep enough for the shortstop to get back and get on it and make a one-handed catch right at the edge of the outfield grass. So back-to-back outs here now for the Pioneers, and it brings up Erica Dickman. Singled and scored last time up. Dickman grounds that one, and that has been the target there this half inning. Another single between short and third to drive in a run. As Emily Harold crosses the plate on the single by Dickman. So it's 18-0. As there goes Dickman, throw to second, not in time. Abby Skura, the batter. Two down. There goes the runner and safe. Back and oh, ball got through the backup player too, and that'll allow the runner to score. Dickman. Shortstop was there to back it up, but she couldn't field it, so Dickman comes from second to home. And the bases are empty now with two outs. And Squirra has to get back out of the way. Five-run third here for Pierce. There's a good pitch in for a strike. Taking that time was Abby Squirra. Trying to restart the offense here with two down. Put the bat on the ball. Outside, that's ball four. So a runner on base. And this is Brenna Dickman. She got on base and scored last time up. Oh, there's a nice hit to left. Boy, that didn't take long to get out there so fast that only one base advancement for Abby Squirra. Now she will think about going to third. The throw is chasing her back to second. And that was a line drive right there. Top of the order now, Kelsey Cummings. Chopper to short and into center field, and that's going to roll for a while. That's going to get at least two. How fast is Kelsey? Does she want three? Nope, she's satisfied with a two-run double. Squira and Brennan Dickman come home, and Cummings drives in two. Right, 21-0. This is Emily Harold. Just off the plate for a ball. Noon is the next game for the girls against Brooklyn Center. Ground ball to short, and that'll be safe at first. Now the ball gets thrown away and into the Becker dugout. That gets a run and an extra base. So Emily Harold will be awarded second base. Kelsey Cummings scored on the play. And the pitcher, Emily Sidlovsky, who led off the inning with a hit, will bat for a second time here. High pop up to left. Will it be caught? It will, to end the inning. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight come in, and it's a 22-run lead going to the bottom of the third.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Bottom of the third inning here. Grace Oliver is the Becker batter. Piers 22-0. That fastball is a strike on the outside corner. And not only is there a run limit, but I think what we're going to run into before the run limit is the time limit. That one's high. Tournament rules is it's a 65-minute limit per game in pool play. And we started, I think, at 9:25. There's strike three. A called third strike. And that brings up Alexis Dremel. Only one runner allowed. That was on a strikeout. Well, two runners, a walk as well. There's a strike. Right-handed hitting Dremel. Fastball inside corner, strike two. Emily Sedlovsky, that one sails a little bit on her. Two balls, two strikes. Reading the rules here, run margin is 12 runs after four, and we're certainly in that category. That one's low. 3-2, but the time limit. All games, 7 innings or 65 minutes, whichever comes first. And there's a foul ball. And we've we're within minutes of that time limit, so this might be the last half inning we have in this one. Swing and a miss. Sedlovsky with another strikeout. And two outs now for Becker. And Sedlovsky starts the next batter. This is Emma Neal with a strike. And a foul ball makes it quickly 0-2. Kayla Nelson on deck. Foul down the line at first, out of play. Six strikeouts in the ball game for Emily, no hits. She's walked one, and one runner reached on a wild pitch on a strikeout. Nobody's gotten to, yeah, one girl got to third. Pitch is a little high. Fastball, strike three. That's the inning. Three strikeouts for Emily to take Becker off the field. And I think that's it. I think we've hit the time limit. So this game ends in three with a score of Piers 22, Becker 0.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from the Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at the Clothesline on Main.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is Wes Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's Wes Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Well, we're back in Cambridge, where Pierce wins their first pool game, and they do so over Becker. The game stopped due to time limit constraints. There is a 65-minute time limit per game, or there's a run rule. But this one runs into the time limit, and it's three innings. It takes Piers, and they put up 22 runs to beat Becker today, 22-0. So Piers 1-0 in pool play. And the other teams in their pool are Brooklyn Park and Cambridge Isandi Germain. Next up, Brooklyn Park at noon. They'll go over to Field 3, which is right over there, right on the other side of the grill. Might have to stop. So Brooklyn Park is next at noon, about an hour and a half, or who knows, it might be sooner. It's that time limit takes effect on those other fields as well. But 22-0, 10-run first, really got things started. Then four in the second and eight more in the third. Hallie Zupan hit a home run in this game, and Emily Sidlovsky struck out seven, didn't allow a hit in three innings. The highlights for Piers as they open the tournament with a 22-0 victory here. We're in Cambridge. This is coverage of the 14 and under tournament. It's the first annual Maddie Nelson Memorial. Maddie was an 18-year-old senior at Cambridge. She passed away just a little over a year ago, May 24, 2016, after a three-year battle with childhood cancer. So this tournament is named in her honor. The Maddie Nelson Memorial. So we'll see you back here at about noon, depending on time limit. Check back. We might be getting going early. I doubt if we're going to go late. As this one rolled through with the 65-minute time limit taking effect, and the Pioneers win convincingly in their opener. It was a 22-0 victory, and we'll be back with our second game against Brooklyn Park in about an hour and a half.